For such an internet-focused event, a fast enough internet access is surely a top priority. Guowei, head of Wujian Tourism Company, says over 3,000 new Wi-Fi hotspots have been installed, making internet surfing in the township a fantastic experience.
We have laid and re-enhanced the over 50 kilometers long optical links in total, so there are more than 10 gigabit optical cables in the whole scenic spot.
With the conference around the corner, close to 1,000 volunteers have arrived, ready to provide multilingual services. And what's making them stand out is the color of their uniforms. Wang Huiling, with the event's organizing committee, explains the reason behind the design.
Wujian Town is one of our water towns located in the south of the Yangtze River. We want to show participants some of our national features as well as the special flavor of our water town. So we choose the color blue, Wujian Blue, for our working uniforms.
This year's session takes place between Wednesday and Friday. Internet cultural transmission, internet development, and cyberspace management are among major topics. It's also expected to provide a platform for the showcase of latest innovations in the industry. Among the achievements to be showcased is an intelligent POS, or point-of-sale terminal. Different from traditional devices, the new one enables customers to pay through popular mobile applications such as WeChat and Alipay. Customers can complete payments simply by scanning QR codes on their smartphones. So far, local authorities have equipped about 200 local businesses with the device. Local entrepreneur Zhang Cheng says the new machine meets a new and growing need of customers.
In the past, many customers asked whether they could pay by WeChat or Alipay. Now, after using this terminal, we really feel the immense changes the internet has brought to our lives.
At the same time, the new device can boast enhanced security features. Chen Feng is from the Wujian branch of the Agricultural Bank of China.
The first thing ensuring payment security is the signature of the customer, which allows them to check their transaction. The second is that we can trace merchandisers and banks through information saved in a terminal. That way, we can safeguard tourists' rights and interests.
More than 2,000 political and business leaders from around the world will attend the event, including prime ministers of Russia, Pakistan, and Kazakhstan. Chinese President Xi Jinping will deliver a keynote speech at the opening ceremony. For CRI, I'm Tu Yun.